pensión completa, actividades con monitores, todo incluido en el precio. Llámanos ya al 91-133-5832 e infórmate sin compromiso. Campamentos de Inglés en Canadá, 91-133-5832.
Baugan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
O'clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are Thessy and Jessica and Kutsi. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
Me too. Today is program number 550.
Wow.
Well,
great number.
550. Yeah, 550. Yeah, 500. Yeah, 500. I don't know. I have two numbers. One is 227 and one is 550, and I completely forgot what 550 refers to. I think it's all of the programs that I have ever done. And it's program 227 with you guys.
Okay. Mm.
So maybe that's the thing. But anyways, be it as it may, today is program 227 or 550, whatever. And the one and only Twitter question that we're going to talk about today is the following. What vegetable did you eat yesterday? What vegetable did you eat yesterday? That is today's question. As you know, it's not enough to say, broccoli. That's not enough. You have to give me the full sentence. Okay, so what vegetable did you eat yesterday? I'm tweeting it right now. It's out there at English_clock. And yeah, you can answer it. We're going to talk about it at the end of the show. And while you thinking about what vegetable you... beep. Yesterday, because I would give away the answer. We're going to go over questioning mix number 129. 129. When was your daughter born?
My daughter was born on the 24th of July in 2004.
No, remember what we said about 2004.
Yeah, it's 2004.
2004. Very good. And what I'm seeing, dear Thessy, is that your THs are not getting better, young lady. So, the 24th.
The 24th.
That's it. Of July, was it?
Yeah, it's on the 24th, 4th uh-huh. of July.
To?
2000.
To what?
No. 2008.
2004.
2004.
Parece que es mi hija. No, pues no. Es suya. All right. Very good. And how old was your partner when your child was born?
My partner was 28 years old when my child was born.
Very good. And are there any white cars in front of your house?
No, there weren't.
Are there any white?
No, there aren't.
Again?
No, there aren't.
No, there aren't.
No, there aren't.
All right, very good. And do you know how old Madonna is?
No, I don't know. No, I don't.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I'm hearing you in a very strange way. Can you speak?
Hola, hola.
check. Hello. One, two. Check. All right, let me tell you. She was born on August 6th, 1959. So she is?
She is 60 years old. 61 years.
Well, not just yet, but she's turning 60.
Okay.
No, she's not. She's turning 61 this year.
No, 60.
61. She was born 58.
Yes. Ah, okay.
So she turned 60 okay. last year. Okay. So she's turning 61 this year. So how old is she?
She is 61.
Very good. So she's in?
She's in her early 60s.
In early 60s, very good. And can you walk in high heels as well as a model?
No, I can't.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
No,
I'm sure you can.
Yes. No.
Are you going to take time off over Christmas?
Yes, I'm going to take off some time over Christmas.
Very good, very good. And Jessica, when she arrived, she asked me, why do you say over Christmas? It's when we talk about a period of time that we say over a period of time. I'm going away over summer. I'm going away over Christmas. I'm going away over Easter. That's how we say it. And when was the last time you used headphones?
The last time I used headphones was 1 hour ago.
1 hour ago. Very good. And are you listening to me?
Yes, I am.
Very good. And is Thessie sitting on the floor?
No, she's not.
Very good. And did you clean a mirror yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Do you use soap or shower gel?
I use both.
You use both?
Both.
What do you use soap for?
Soap is la pastilla de...
De jabón, el jabón, yeah.
And gel? And gel is the gel.
And gel is the gel. Yeah, exactly. Jabón is jabón, gel is gel.
I use both.
You use both?
Both.
Okay, use both. Exactly. It's not both, it's both. Both. Very good. See, I use only shower gel.
For my face.
Yeah.
I use soap.
Soap. Really? And it doesn't dry your skin?
No.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
It's cleaner. Yeah.
And if you use later a moisturizer.
A moisturizer. Very good. It's perfect.
Gets nice.
Okay. Well, maybe I should try it. I have a really strange feeling on my skin. It feels like...
It depends on the soap.
Yeah, it depends on the soap. But I have like very natural soap because I do have soap in my house. There is soap in my house.
Natural soap has characteristics.
Yes.
Yes.
It has. It kind of makes sound when you I don't know, wash your hands. Weird. Anyways, how often do you call a wrong number?
I hardly ever call a wrong number.
Very good. Where is Oslo?
Oslo is in Norway.
Very good. Ask Thessie when the last time she sneezed was.
When was the last time you sneezed? When was the last time you sneezed?
Yes. When was the last time you sneezed?
When was the last time you sneezed?
Yes. It's not sneezed. It's sneezed. Sneezed.
With a vibration.
With a vibrating sound. That's okay. It. Very good. What is she asking her?
She's asking her when the last time she sneezed was.
She sneezed.
She sneezed was.
Very good. What are you about to answer?
You're about to answer.
I'm not about to answer anything.
She's about to.
You're about to answer.
You're about to answer.
No, you're about to answer. Ask her again.
When was the last time you sneezed?
Sneezed.
Sneezed.
The last time
So what are you about to answer?
I'm about to answer when the last time I sneezed was.
Very good. And?
The last time I sneezed.
I sneezed.
The last time I sneezed was yesterday.
Yesterday. Very good. Ask Kuti if she has a desk at home.
Do you have a desk at home?
Very good. What is she asking her?
She's asking her if she has a desk at home.
Very good.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. Very good. Very good. And are there any posters in this room?
No. Yes, there are.
Yes,
there
is, sorry. Yes, I do.
Separa el mundo. Escuchen. Escuchen. Gucci just realized there is a desk in her house.
Yes, because I have two or more.
Entonces.
Rewind.
Exactly. So we're going to go back to the to the previous question. Do you have a desk at home?
I don't want to be a liar.
No, I know. You're like your sister.
Yes.
Even if it's like five questions later, she's like, no, espera.
Yes.
Sí que jugué al tenis. Yes. And you're like, we don't.
You don't care.
No, I do. Okay. I do, but it's really funny. So do you have a desk at home?
Yes, I do.
How many desks do you have at home?
Two. I have two desks at home.
Desks. At home. Very good. And are there any posters in this room?
No, there aren't.
That's not really a poster. And where is Michael Jordan from?
Michael Jordan is from the US.
Very good. And is lead lighter than gold?
I don't know.
Ask Kutsi.
Ask me.
Ask her. Ask
me. Sorry. Is lead lighter than gold?
No, it isn't. Lead isn't darker than gold.
Not darker.
Lighter.
Okay. No, it isn't. Lead isn't lighter than gold.
Yes, it is.
Lighter?
Yes.
Yes.
Lead is lighter than
yes.
gold.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes, I told you to ask each other because I actually have no idea. So I looked it up and it says, on a page called The Science Guy, gold is much heavier than lead. It is very dense. Another rather simple way to think of it is that if the density of water is 1 g/cc, then the density of gold is 19.3 times greater than water. Water weighs about 8.3 pounds per gallon. That being said, gold is much heavier than lead. Going back to our initial question, is lead lighter than gold?
No, it isn't. Lead isn't lighter than gold.
But lead is lighter than gold.
Yes, it is. Lead is lighter than gold.
Very good. So gold?
Gold is heavier than light.
Lead. What gold is lead?
Is plomo.
Plomo.
Gold is heavier than lead.
Lead. Very good. So lead.
Lead isn't as light as...
As heavy.
As heavy as gold.
And gold isn't.
Gold isn't as light as lead.
As light?
As light as lead.
Lead.
As lead.
As light as lead.
As light as lead.
All right. Very good. Do you know anybody who does karate? Do you know anybody who does karate? What am I asking her?
You're asking her if she knows anybody who does
Karate.
I don't know what karate is.
Do you know what karate is?
No, I don't.
Do you know what karate is?
Karate.
Karate.
It's not carrot. It's not karate. It's karate.
Karate.
So, do you know anybody who does karate?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And I don't read quickly. And you?
Neither do I.
Very good.
Me neither. I don't read quickly either.
Very good. Except for the don't. Eso sí que mal.
Don't.
Yes. Sorry. And was there a lot of traffic where you live this morning?
No, there wasn't.
Very good. And how long does it take you to decide what to eat at the restaurant? Wait. What am I asking her? Oh, Gucci was not paying attention.
Yes. I was, but you asked very quickly.
All right, I repeat. How long does it take you to decide what to eat at a restaurant? Wait.
She's asking you how long does it take?
No. What am I asking her?
You are asking her how long
it takes
her to decide what to eat at a restaurant.
Very good. So what is she about to answer?
She's about to answer how long it takes her to decide what to eat at a restaurant.
Very good. And your answer is?
It takes me 5 minutes to decide
what to eat
at the restaurant.
At a restaurant. Very good. And do you know where my mother lives?
No, I don't.
Very good.
I know the country.
You know the country, which is?
Poland.
No.
I know Germany.
Germany. Very good. Is Malaga near or far from Bilbao?
Malaga is far from Bilbao.
Very good. Ask me how many people I have talked to so far today.
How many people?
We don't know the structure yet, so you can make mistakes.
Yeah.
But I'll repeat. Ask me how many people I have talked to so far today.
How many people have you?
Have you, no.
Have you talked to so far today?
Very good, again. And you brace yourselves because you're going to have to say what
she's
asking.
How many people have you talked? How many people have you talked to
so far?
To so far today.
Yes. How many people have you talked to so far today? Because you talk to someone, all right? Which is why we need that preposition there. Talk to. So how many people have you talked to so far today? Repeat.
How many people have you talked to?
Have you talked to?
How many people have you talked to so far today?
What is she asking me?
She's asking you how many people you talked.
You have
talked to So far today.
Very good. So what am I about to answer?
You're about to answer how many people you have talked to so far this today.
So far today. Very good. So far today, I've talked to about 20 people. 20 people. How much money is there in my pocket if I have a 20 euro bill and a 5 euro bill?
There's 25 euro in your pocket.
25?
Euro.
No. It's not euro. It's euro. Euro.
There's 25 euro in your pocket.
Very good. What is Alan to Jane if Jane is Alan's sister-in-law?
Alan is Jane's brother-in-law.
Very good. And what is Moscow famous for?
It's famous for its buildings or monuments.
Very good. Very good. And is PE more difficult than math?
No, PE isn't more difficult than math.
So math is?
Math is more difficult than PE.
Mm-hmm.
PE is easier than math.
So math isn't as easy as PE.
PE isn't as difficult as math.
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 Math. Very good. Ask me whose apple this imaginary apple is.
Whose apple is this?
Very good. It's mine. Do you speak quickly or slowly?
I speak quickly.
Very good. I don't have an aquarium at home. And you?
I don't have an aquarium at home either.
Or?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither do I.
All right. How old is your best friend?
My best friend is 57.
Very good. Do you have long conversations with your best friend?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Ask Thessie how long a phone conversation with her mother lasts.
How long?
How long is una jaula grande?
How long does a normal
conversation?
A telephone conversation with a mother last?
With?
Your mother.
Again.
How long does... How long does...
No. How long does...
How long does...
Yes. Don't show me your tongue. Don't be cutie.
Example, bad example.
How long...
How long does a telephone conversation with your mother last?
With your mother last. Very good. Whoa. What is she asking her?
She's asking her how long does...
No.
How long conversation...
A telephone
conversation with her mother last.
Again.
How long...
No, the whole thing.
She's asking her how long a conversation...
How long es una jaula long, grande.
How long
uh-huh.
a conversation with her mother... She's asking you how long with
she's
her...
She's not asking me. She's asking
she's
her.
Asking her uh-huh. How long a conversation...
A phone conversation
with her mother lasts.
Lasts. All right. Very good. So what are you about to answer?
I'm about to answer how long a conversation...
A telephone conversation.
How long a telephone conversation with my mother lasts.
Very good. And
it
the
lasts
answer?
Lasts 1 hour.
Very good. Ask Kuti how long a telephone conversation with her mother lasts.
How long a telephone...
No.
How long does...
Yes.
How long?
Why? Because it's a direct question. You're asking her
question.
Directly.
Okay. How long does a telephone conversation with your mother last?
No. Nor. Repeat. Did you say lasts? Or did you say last?
No, lasts.
With an S?
Yeah.
Wrong. Why?
Because it's your...
No, because the third person S is already in does. How long
Sorry,
does...
Do you have reason? You have reason.
You are
You're
right.
Okay.
You are right.
You are right.
Yes. You have reason?
No,
you have reason to believe.
Exist.
Tienes una razón de creer. You have reason to believe it does exist. But not in the context of saying, you're right. Tienes razón.
You're right.
Okay? You're right is the way we say tienes razón. So, again, ask her again.
Yeah. How long does a telephone conversation with your mother last?
Last. Very good. And your answer is?
It lasts between 10 minutes to more than one hour. Depends on the day.
All right. Very good. Between 10 minutes and an hour.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
20, half, 1 hour.
half an hour.
Yes.
All right. Very good. And how often do you get up before 7 a.m.?
I usually get up before 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
4 days a week.
Very good. 4 days a week or 4 times a week. Very good. And who's looking forward to Christmas, you or me? Not really, no.
I'm looking for the Christmas.
I'm
looking for the Christmas.
Estás buscando la Navidad. ¡Navidad! ¡Navidad! ¿Dónde estás?
Estoy esperando la Navidad.
Yes, that's looking forward to.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Esperar algo con ilusión. To look forward to.
I'm looking forward.
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 Mm-hmm.
The Christmas.
To Christmas.
To Christmas. Yes. I'm looking forward to Christmas.
Very good. I'm looking forward to summer. And after summer, I'm going to be looking forward to Christmas. But right now, I want summer. All right. I have a pink elephant on my desk. And you?
I don't.
All right. Very good. And she's looking at me like, you weirdo. look at yourself and point at me. What are you doing?
I'm looking at myself and pointing at you.
Very good. What is she doing?
She's pointing at herself and... No, she's looking at herself and pointing at you.
Very good. Point at me and look at yourself. What are they doing?
They are looking at themselves.
Who is mouthing into the microphone?
No.
un fantasma del inglés.
They are looking at themselves.
Yes.
And pointing at you.
Very good. They're looking at themselves and pointing at you. Jessica, look at Kutsi Kutsi. Look at Jessica. What are you doing?
We are looking at each other.
Of course. Each other requires an action where two people work together. So
we are looking at each other and pointing at you.
All right. Very good. Very good. Do you go out at least once a month?
No, I don't.
Did you go out last month?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. All right. Very good. We're going to take a look at vocabulary booklet number 3. And we're going to take a look at list number 1, which is the one that we started yesterday, because it's a new list. We're going to review it. And later during the show, we're going to take a look at list number 2. So how do you say una calle de doble sentido?
A two-way street.
Very good. ¿Y una calle de un sentido?
Highway.
No.
a streetway. A street.
If una calle de doble sentido is a two-way street, una calle de un sentido is a...
One-way street.
A one-way street. All right. Anuncio en prensa.
Advertisement.
Or?
At.
Very good. What about adversario?
Adversario.
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 Adversary. Very good. What about Vito?
Back.
Yes. Escueto o conciso?
Brief.
Or?
Short.
Or?
Concise.
Concise. Very good. Ingeniería.
Engineering.
All right. Prohibido.
Forbidden.
Very good. Calor.
Hot.
Mm-mm.
Heat.
Escondido oculto.
Hidden.
Very good. Imparcial.
Impartial.
Yes. Impaciente.
Impatient.
Clase media.
Middle class.
Misterioso.
Mysterious.
Yes. Again?
Mysterious.
All right. Pessimista.
Pessimistic.
Yes. Importante o significativo?
Significant.
Significant. Very good. Sinceridad.
Sincerity.
Yes. Estratégico.
Strategical.
Strategic.
Strategic.
Yes. Afectar.
To affect.
Very good. Y dictar.
To dictate.
To dictate. Very good. Prohibir.
To... Prohibit.
To prohibit or?
To forbid.
To forbid. Very good. Impresionar.
To impress.
Yes. Coser.
To sew.
To sew.
To sew.
Yes. Agradecer.
To thankful. Thankful or grateful.
Eso es agradecido.
Ah, yes. To thank.
To thank. Very good. Dar la bienvenida.
To welcome.
To welcome. And raro.
Rare.
Or?
Strange.
Or? Un.
Uncommon.
Uncommon. Very good. And estratégico?
Strategic.
Strategic. Very good. And ingeniería?
Engineering.
No.
Engineering.
Engineering. All right. Very good. We're going to move over to drill number 139, which we have been doing for quite a while. We're on sentences 121 to 130. 121 goes like this. I will clean my house this weekend. And you?
Me too.
Or?
So will I.
Very good. I can't wait to get home. And you?
Me neither. Neither can I.
Very good. I'm not sick. And you? I'm not sick.
Me neither.
Or? Neither?
Neither am I.
Neither am I. Very good. I don't play the piano. And you?
Me neither. Neither do I.
Very good. I wasn't born 100 years ago.
Me neither. Neither was I.
Very good. They were here on Wednesday. And you?
Me neither.
But they were here.
No. Neither was... Neither...
But they were here.
Ah, vale.
Ay! I'm sitting. And you?
I'm sitting too.
All right. They were here on Wednesday. And you?
Me too.
Uh-huh. Or?
So was I.
Yeah, so was I. Very good. She will go to the beach this summer. And you?
Me too. So will I.
Very good. I won't go home after the program. And you?
Me neither. Neither will I.
Very good. I listen to the radio in the mornings. And you?
Me too. So do I.
Very good. I won't play poker tonight. And you?
Me neither.
Or? Neither.
Neither.
I won't play poker tonight.
Neither will I.
Neither will I. Very good. Stay tuned, because right after the break, we're going to take a look at the basics, which is time today. So stay tuned.
Aprovecha estos días para mejorar tu inglés rápidamente con los intensivos de inglés de Vaughan.
You're listening to the right radio. You're listening to Vaughan Radio. You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Con los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, clases de 4 horas al día donde aprenderás pronunciación, vocabulario, gramática, phrasal verbs, errores comunes y con los mejores profesores. Horario de mañana o de tarde. Aprovecha estos días para mejorar tu inglés rápidamente con los intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Apúntate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Intensivos de inglés en Semana Santa. 91-133-5833. Grupovaughan.com.
If you're looking for your first Vaughan classroom experience, maybe you're a radio listener but you haven't had a class yet, I would strongly recommend the intensives, the trimestrales, the three-month intensive courses here at Vaughan. These are small groups, so bring your friends, bring your family, hey, bring your neighbor, whoever you want. Bring them along, give us a call, and you can set up a group. We will do free level testing and put you in a group ideal to maximize your learning experience. Give us a call about intensive courses here in Vaughan, 91-133-5833. That's right. For more information, 91-133-5833. You can also find more at grupovaughan.com. I often recommend to our radio listeners who are looking for their first Vaughan classroom experience, I often recommend the intensive courses, the three-month trimestrales, the three-month intensive courses here at Vaughan. These are in small groups. So give us a call to find out more information about when classes are started. And be sure to invite your friends, maybe your neighbor, your family, your brother, your sister, whoever wants to get serious about your English. Now's the time. Give us a call, 91-133-5833. Or, of course, you can get more information at grupovaughan.com. Eso es 91-133-5833. O en nuestra página web, grupovaughan.com.
Campamentos de verano Vaughan, porque aprenden, disfrutan, conviven, juegan, experimentan, hacen amigos y asimilan el idioma de forma natural y pierden el miedo a hablar, abriéndose paso en este complicado mundo de la comunicación en inglés. Cada año más de 3.000 familias confían en nosotros para el aprendizaje del inglés de sus hijos y su desarrollo personal, con una forma de trabajar motivadora y muy personal a través de un amplio abanico de programas que cubren las distintas necesidades de nuestros alumnos. La Coordinación Pedagógica de Vaughan asegura un ambiente de inmersión cuidado y de calidad. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago, pago a plazos sin intereses y con un modelo de financiación bancaria. Consúltanos. Llámanos al 91-133-5832. Campamentos de Verano Vaughan. 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. 91-133-5832.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
Lo que escuchas, Vaughn Radio.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Back to the second half of English O'Clock. As promised, we're going to take a look at basics, which are very important, like times and dates and fractions and percentages and years and numbers and emails and family tree and whatnot. But today we're going to take a look at time, and we're going to take a look at block number one that you can find in the English O'Clock book on page, Jessica?
36.
That's right. Very good. So block number one, what time is it? We're going to do the American way first, which is the easier way, because if you look at a digital watch, you just read off what it says. All right. So, for example, now it would be 4:31. Okay. Because I just read it out loud. However it's written there, I read it out loud. I could say 16:31, but then nobody says 16. So off you go. It's
9:15.
Very good. And because this exercise is very, very easy, I want fluency and perfect pronunciation.
It's
9:15. Very good, Jessica.
It's 10:45.
Very good, Guti.
It's 4:30.
Very good.
It's 5:00.
Very good, Guti.
It's 7:20.
Yes.
It's 9:35.
Very good.
It's 1:05.
No.
No.
It's 1:05.
1:05. Very good, Jessica.
It's 8:25.
And the last one.
It's 11:10.
It's 11:10. Very good. That was the American version, the easier version. Now we're going to go with past, 2 and half past. Okay, let's see how we do. Jessica.
It's 9:15.
Very good. And you can also hear people say it's 9:15. It's 9:15 or it's 9:15. You can hear both. Very good. Next one, Kutsi.
It's 11:15.
It's 11:45. Very good.
It's half past four.
Very good. Except we don't say half.
It's half.
No, we don't say the L. It's half.
It's 4:30.
It's 4:30. Very good.
It's 5:00.
It's 5:00. Very good.
It's 7:20.
Very good again.
It's 7:20.
And the T in past?
Past. It's 7:20.
It's 7:20. Very good. Unless you can do it quickly, it's 20 past. You hear the very short sound? Past 7. Very good. It's 7:20. Next one is?
It's 9:55.
It's 9:55. Very good.
It's 1:05.
Very good.
It's 8:25.
Again?
It's 8:25.
Past 8. Very good. In this case, it's easy because past 8. If it's followed by a vowel sound, it's easier to say. It's 8:25. Past 8. All right. And the last one.
It's 10:11.
It's 10:11. Very good. Now you can lean back, relax, take notes, and take loads of notes, because we are going to read about the fascinating, incredibly interesting life of Aki Morita. All right. So I'm going to read the text once. You can ask as many questions if you like, whatever vocab question you may have, you can ask. And then we're going to answer 40 questions about this text. All right. So it goes like this. Last Friday, Aki Morita had a meeting with his boss and with his boss's boss. He knew he was going to have the meeting, but he thought that the subject of the meeting was going to be about a new supplier. However, when he got to the meeting room, Aki's boss offered him a coffee and told him that the meeting was about Louisiana. At first, Aki didn't understand. Then he remembered that Honda was building a new factory in the United States in a city called Baton Rouge. He didn't know why his bosses wanted to talk about the new factory in Louisiana, but he tried to calm down. His direct boss told him that Honda wanted a good man to go to Louisiana to organize the quality department. He told Aki that it was necessary to establish the same quality system in the United States that, thanks to Aki, was so successful in Japan. Aki didn't know what to say. He immediately thought about his family. He asked his boss about the duration of the stay in Louisiana, and his boss told him that it was for 3 years or maybe more. Aki speaks English well, but his wife doesn't. His two children are young, and they have English classes every day at school. He told his boss that he wanted to discuss the matter with his family. They said that they needed an answer by next week. Aki went home after the meeting. He got home at 9:30. His wife was busy helping the children with their homework. Aki decided to tell her about the offer, or order, to go to the United States the next day, which was Saturday. Clear? More or less?
More or less.
Okay, what do you remember? Don't look at your notes. What do you remember from...
Akimorita, last Friday, Akimorita had a meeting with her boss.
With his boss.
With his boss.
Very good. And what did they talk about in the meeting?
He thought that the subject of the meeting was different, but the subject was Louisiana,
very good.
A new quality system they need to introduce in New York, in the United States.
More or less, they need a new quality system in the factory they're building in Louisiana. Very good. What else do you remember?
The factory, they wanted to build the factory in Baton Rouge.
Very good.
And they wanted to have the same quality Aki reached in
implemented.
Japan. Implemented in Japan.
Very good. What else, Kuchi? Kuchi was like, don't ask me.
Because the last is the more difficult.
No, it's the easiest. That's the one you remember.
Okay.
How did he feel about that?
He thought that... wait a moment. he thought that it was very difficult for his family because his children didn't speak
His wife didn't speak English.
His wife didn't speak English. His children go to the school and so on.
All right.
And he has to discuss with them.
Uh-huh. He has to discuss it with them. Good. And decide very soon. All right.
And he had to go for three years or more.
3 years or more.
Or more.
All right. So in general, he's a bit worried, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's more or less what it said in the text. So let's take a look at the questions. 40 questions. Remember to only ask, to only answer what I ask you. Okay. Why? Because the following question might ask whatever the following thing might be. So, when did Aki have the meeting?
He had the meeting last Friday.
Very good. And how many other people were there in the meeting?
There were his boss and...
So how many? How many other people were there in the meeting?
I can't remember.
There were three people.
How many more people? So it was Aki and how many more?
And the boss of the boss. So the boss bosses.
The boss's boss.
The boss's boss.
Very good. So how many people were there in the meeting?
There were three people.
In total, there were three people. Very good. So how many other people were there in the meeting? If there's three people in the meeting and Aki is one of them, how many more are there?
Okay. There were two other people in the meeting.
All right. Very good. And who did Aki have the meeting with? Ahora sí.
With his boss.
He had
a meeting with his boss and his boss's boss.
And his boss's boss. Very good. And did he know about the meeting in advance?
He thought he knew, but...
Yes or no?
No.
Yes.
Yes, he knew.
He knew about the meeting in advance. Yes. He didn't know what it was about, but he did know that he was going to have a meeting. All right. Did he think he knew the subject of the meeting?
No, he didn't.
Did he think...
No, he... Yes, he does.
Yeah. Did he think? Did he
yes,
think?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Now give me the long answer. Yes, he?
Yes, he did.
Yes,
no.
He listen to the question. Did he think he knew the subject of the meeting? Did he think he knew the subject of the meeting? So yes,
he
thought he.
Yet he thought this.
Yes, he thought he knew.
He knew subject.
The subject.
He knew
the subject.
The subject
of the meeting.
Of the meeting.
Él pensó que sabía. He thought he knew.
He thought he knew
the subject
of the meeting.
All right, very good. What did he think the subject was going to be? Jessica,
he thought the meeting was the subject of the meeting was a new supplier.
About
a new supplier.
That's right. He thought it was going to be about a new supplier. Very good. Was the meeting in an office or in a meeting room?
It was in a meeting room.
Very good. And what did his boss... No, when he got there, what did his boss offer him?
He offered him a coffee.
He offered him a coffee. Very good. And what did his boss say the meeting was about? What did his boss say the meeting was about, Thissy?
He said they are going to...
He said the meeting?
He said the meeting about the...
Was about?
Was about the build.
No, about it's one state. It's one name that you already said. He said the meeting was about
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Very good. What was Aki's first reaction?
It was very surprised.
Very good. So he didn't?
He didn't know what...
No entendía. He didn't?
He didn't understand.
He didn't understand. Very good. What did he remember?
He remembered that Honda wanted to build...
Was
building a new branch or new factory in the U.S.
In the U.S. Very good. And where was the factory going to be exactly? Do you remember? Where?
Baton Rouge.
Very good. And was Aki nervous?
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. No, he wasn't. He wasn't nervous. He wasn't nervous. I don't think he was. Let's see.
Calm. He was calm.
He was calm. Yeah, he was calm about it. He didn't know why his bosses wanted to talk about the new factory in Louisiana, but he tried to be calm. He tried to be calm. All right. Did he understand the reason for the meeting at first, Jessica?
No, he didn't.
Very good. Give me the full answer.
He didn't understand the change of... The reason of the meeting. For the meeting at first.
Very good. What did his boss tell him that Honda needed?
They needed...
A person like him.
A good man.
A good man. Very good. What kind of department did they want to organize?
They wanted to organize the quality department.
A quality department. Very good. Did they want to establish the same quality system?
Yes, they did.
Very good. Give me the same full answer.
They wanted to establish the same quality system they had.
Very good. And was the system successful in Japan?
Yes, it was.
Very good. Give me the full answer. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was successful.
Successful.
Yes, it was successful, the quality system in Japan.
No, it is the quality system. So if you say, sí, ello, el sistema de calidad, you wouldn't say that in Spanish. You would say either ello o el sistema de calidad. Repeat. Was the system successful in Japan?
Yes, it was successful in Japan.
Very good. Or yes, the system?
The quality system was successful in Japan.
Very good. Very good. Who did Aki immediately think about?
He thought about his family.
Very good. Who did Aki immediately thought about?
He immediately thought about his family.
Very good. Very good. And what did he ask his boss about?
He asked his boss about how long he had to be there.
Very good. Or the?
How
do you say duración?
The duration.
Very good. Very good. And how long will the stay in Louisiana be?
It will be mm-hmm. for 3 years.
Or more. Very good. And what can you say about Aki's English?
His English is good.
Uh-huh. He speaks English.
Yeah.
All right. And what can you say about his wife's English?
He doesn't speak English. She doesn't speak English.
She doesn't speak English well. Very good. Yeah. And what can you say about the age of his children?
They need to have English classes.
What can you say about the age?
They are very little.
Yeah, they're young.
Very young.
Very good. And what kind of classes do they have every day?
They have English classes every day.
Very good. Where?
At school.
Very good. And do they take the classes at home?
No, they don't.
Where do they take their classes?
At the school.
At the school. At school. Not at the school. At school. Very good. And did Aki accept the offer during the meeting?
No, he didn't.
Very good. What did he tell his bosses?
He told them he had to think about it.
Did he have to discuss
with her family.
He had to discuss with his family.
The offer.
All right. So give me the full sentence.
He had to discuss the offer with his family.
All right. Very good. And what did they say they needed an answer by? When did he say they needed the answer?
They need to have the answer soon.
When did they say they needed the answer? When did they say they needed the answer?
They needed the answer. Mm-hmm.
When did they say they needed the answer?
They said they needed the answer.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as possible.
Not quite.
By next week.
Very good. And did Aki visit a supplier after the meeting?
No, he didn't.
What did he do after the meeting?
He went home.
He went home after the meeting. Very good. And what time did he get home?
He got home at 9:30.
Very good. And was his wife at home when he got there?
Yes, he was.
Very good. So, and what was she doing when he got there? What was she doing when he got home?
What was she doing? She was tired.
No, that's not doing anything. That's a state. No.
She was helping the kids with their homework.
Yes, she was helping the kids with their homework. Very good. Did Aki tell her about the meeting?
No, she doesn't. No, he doesn't.
No, he didn't. When did he decide to tell her?
Next Saturday.
No, give me the full answer. When did he decide to tell her? When did he decide to tell her?
Cuando decidió.
Yeah.
He decided.
That's it.
To tell her.
Mm-hmm. The next Saturday. Very good. Did he consider the situation an offer or an order?
He considered the situation and order.
Very good. Was the next day Tuesday?
No, it wasn't.
What was the next day? Or what day was the next day?
The next day, will?
No. What was?
The next day was Saturday.
The next day was Saturday. Very good. So what do we learn from this text? Apart from being extremely interesting what Aki is going to decide. It is about the past simple. All right. So if I ask you a question, me or anybody else, if we ask you questions in the simple past, you have to be able to detect it straight away. Because it's like saying, ¿qué comiste ayer? Pues como una ensalada. Claro. And you're like, pero dije ayer. No. Why are you telling me what you're eating now? Or what you eat in general? All right. It's the same thing. It's not, people will understand you. It's not like people, you know, the context, and that because you are students and you're still learning English, people will understand you. But it's weird. If you ask a person, an English speaker, a Spanish learner, pues qué comiste ayer, o qué bebiste ayer, o dónde te fuiste ayer, and they said, pues voy ahora a casa, o no, voy a casa, wanting to say fui a casa, you will understand that they wanted to go or that they went home, but they may not want to say that. So it's crucial that when pay attention. And the good thing about English is that the tense marker of what tense we're using is right at the beginning of the sentence. What did he say? What did he tell his wife? Where did he go? As soon as you hear did, vuestra respuesta tiene que ser en pasado. Okay, so pay attention to that. We're going to read about a fascinating new Cloverdale character tomorrow, so brace yourselves. All right, drill number 130. That's, we're not going to do that just yet. We're going to do vocabulary booklet. No, we're not going to do vocabulary booklet. We're going to do translation because I don't think we did. We did translation yesterday, but we're going to take a look at translation booklet number 3. And we're going to look at list number 9. And it goes like this. Sé más que nadie aquí.
I know more than the other.
Nadie.
I
know more.
No, I know more than...
anyone?
Anyone here.
Yes. I know more than anyone here. Very good. Esto es un poco más fácil de leer.
This is easier to...
Un poco.
This is a bit easier... to read.
Very good. Él corre más deprisa que yo.
He runs more... Mm-hmm. No. He runs faster than me.
Very good. He runs faster than me or he runs faster than I do. Both are correct. No tengas miedo.
Don't you are afraid.
No.
You are afraid.
Don't.
No tengas miedo. Don't you have...
No. Tell me to stand up.
Stand up.
All right. No tengas miedo.
Don't afraid.
Don't.
Don't afraid.
¿Cómo es tener miedo?
To be afraid.
All right. No tengas miedo.
Don't are you afraid?
No. Don't. Dime que me levante. Dime que beba agua. Tell me to drink water.
Sería, are you afraid?
No. Tell me to drink water. Drink?
Drink water.
Tell me to get up.
Get up.
Tell me to look out.
Look out.
All right. Tell me to be afraid.
Be afraid.
Tell me to... No tengas miedo. Ten miedo. Be afraid. No tengas miedo.
Don't be afraid.
Yes! Don't be afraid. No tengas miedo. It's an order. It's an imperative. No tengas miedo. Ten miedo. Be afraid. Be afraid. No tengas miedo. Don't be afraid. Bebe. Drink. No bebas. Don't drink. Okay?
Okay.
Good. No voy a hacerte nada. O sí.
I'm not going to do... No. To
yeah.
do... No, I'm not going to do you.
To do anything?
To do anything to you.
Yes, I'm not going to do anything to you. Very good. ¿Por qué me estás mirando así?
Why are you looking at me so?
Mm-mm.
That way?
Mm-mm. Like?
Like this?
Yes.
Like that?
Yes.
Okay. Why are you looking at me like this?
Very good. ¿No te fías de mí? ¿No te fías
don't
de
you
mí?
Believe in me?
No. Don't you believe in me? Es no crees en mí. Pero ¿no te fías de mí? Fiarse de is?
Trust.
So.
Don't you trust in me?
No, don't you trust?
Me.
Me. Don't you trust me? Very good. ¿No quieres decirme nada?
Question mark.
Yes.
Esa question.
¿No quieres decirme nada? I can't go any higher.
Want you?
No.
No.
No quieres.
Don't want.
Yes.
Don't want you.
Don't you want.
Don't you want to tell me anything?
Yes. Don't you want to tell me anything? ¿Quién no tiene coche?
Who doesn't have a car?
Very good. ¿Alguien sabe dónde está Pepe?
Somebody.
¿Alguien sabe dónde está Pepe?
Does someone.
Anyone?
Does anyone know?
No.
No.
Why no and not knows?
No, because it's the
because
auxiliary.
It's does anyone know?
Does anyone know who mm-hmm. is?
¿Dónde está Pepe?
Where Pepe is?
Where Pepe is. Again.
Yeah. Does anyone know where Pepe is?
Yes. Does anyone know where Pepe is? No saben dónde estoy.
They don't know where I am.
Very good. They don't know where I am. Very good. Todo el mundo sabe que no hay nadie allí.
Everyone knows there is no one there.
There is no one there or there isn't?
There isn't anyone there.
Very good. Nadie me dice nada.
Nobody. Sí.
Nobody.
Nobody told me anything.
Nadie me dice.
Nobody told me.
Nadie me dice.
Nobody say me.
No. Dice. No dijo. Dice. Nadie me dice nada. Vale. Nadie me dijo nada. Nobody? What you said at first? No. What you said at first? Nobody?
Nobody say me.
No. Decir is to say?
Tell.
Yes. To say is decir. Decir a alguien is to tell.
Perfecto.
Okay? So, nadie me dice nada is? Nadie me dijo nada is?
And nobody told me.
Nobody told me anything.
Anything.
Ahora nadie me dice nada.
Nobody tell me anything.
Tells.
Tells. Nobody tells me anything.
Very good. No estoy de acuerdo con ellos.
I don't agree with them.
Very good. ¿Saben cuál es su opinión de ella?
¿Sabes tú?
Sí.
Do you know where is her opinion? Do you know what her opinion is?
Very good. Ella nunca le dice nada a nadie.
She never tells nothing to anyone.
She never tells
anyone anything.
Yes. She never tells anyone anything. All right. Very good. We didn't get quite through it, but we will tomorrow. So one more thing to answer. What vegetable did you eat yesterday? Kutsi, what vegetable did you eat yesterday?
I ate some salad.
Very good. What did you eat?
I ate tomatoes.
Very good, which is technically a fruit, but yes. What did you eat yesterday?
I ate tomatoes.
Very good. Eight is the simple past of to eat. Very good. I ate a salad too. Thank you, girls, for being here today. Thank you guys out there for listening and learning with us. Have a fantastic afternoon. And we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Estás escuchando Bon Radio.
En Baugen Empresas tenemos un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases, nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello, tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Baugen. Llama al 911-335831, 911-335831.
Mira, los de Baugen.
Yeah, of course, they're here in Calle Orense 69.
No, ahí a la esquina.
Ah, it's true. They've opened a new shop. Amazing.
Abierta de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 3 a 7 de la tarde y los viernes a las 11 de la mañana.
Pero yo salgo más tarde de trabajar.
Pues por internet.
¿Dónde?
En baugantienda.com. Ahora envío gratis. Consulta condiciones.